Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So I'm pretty sure that if you're like me and you've been reading newspapers for the past couple of months, you have seen a massive uptick in incidents on aeroplanes. It seems like road rage has found its way into the skies. It seems to me like passengers are behaving really, really badly. Not a week goes by where you haven't read about somebody having to be restrained, whether they were arrested on the plane or actually taped to the seats. And to that end, I thought let's speak to Luvuyo Teke, the Executive Aviation Security at the South African Civil Aviation Authority. Luvuyo, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Simon. It's good talking to you. Thank you for the invitation.
So, Luvuyo, what is going on? Have people just lost it? What is the connection between the pandemic and this significant, or at least appears to be, significant uptick in bad behavior on aeroplanes?
Not being a psychologist, I wouldn't be able to analyze the real cause, Simon, but what we know is that people, because they are facing various pressures and stresses in their lives, and somehow when they get on board, they tend to take out those on the crew. And I think one other thing that contributes quite a lot is the abuse of alcohol. When people, before going on board, do overindulge in alcohol, and then they're in an intoxicated state, then they tend to behave inappropriately. And this is something that, as aviation authorities, we take seriously, and we prefer that it not be tolerated. In fact, we don't tolerate, and we also instruct the operators, the airline operators, not to tolerate it as well.
So let's just address one or two issues coming out of that. And I appreciate what you say about not being a psychologist, and that makes a whole bunch of sense to me. But is there in fact an uptick in the number of incidents reported, or is it just the media trying to sell papers?
There has been. We usually do have the odd passenger that behaves inappropriately. For example, we will have at check-in counters someone, because maybe they are late, they've missed their flight or something, and then they start threatening that they've got a bomb or something like that, which is jokes we don't tolerate, and then they have to be arrested for that. And then on board, we would also have those odd ones who, because maybe they want to have more alcohol, when the crew is refusing them because they can see that they're drunk already, and then they start behaving, being rude, and maybe being violent with the crew, or sometimes even harassing the crew on board. But I think with COVID now, you get the added dimension of the wearing of masks, where people feel that they're entitled to decide to not wear masks or to wear a mask. And now, as we know that in South Africa, as in most other countries, it is law to wear your mask in public spaces. And as you will know, on board, the wearing of masks is also one of the measures that ensure that we prevent the spreading of COVID amongst the passengers. And then it is those people refusing to wear a mask. And then when they are being urged and asked nicely, then they start being violent and they start being abusive with the crew. Those are incidents that are now happening as a result of COVID, whereas we've had the odd ones previously, but now there seems to be more of an uptake. And with this time of the year, we're also worried because it usually increases this time of the year with the holiday season. Because people are in holiday mode and they get to drink, they are with friends and they're showing off and all of that, you do have these tendencies tending to increase. So that's why we thank you for this opportunity, because we'd like to urge the public that let's behave appropriately when we are on board. In South Africa, and as I'm sure with the article you've referred to, it is a criminal offense. In fact, if you look at the Civil Aviation Act, it depends how the prosecutor views it. If they believe those actions endangered the safety of the aircraft, this could lead to a severe sentence of not more than 30 years or a fine. However, if they view those actions as just being a nuisance or being disorderly, they could lead to a sentence of not exceeding 6 months or a fine or both. So that's why I would urge the public to stay on the good side of the law by ensuring that they don't behave in such actions, and to allow the crew to do their work, and to wear the masks for their own protection and protection of other passengers as well as to ensure, which other thing I think I might mention as well, because sometimes there are things that aggravate the passenger before he gets on board.
Yeah.
Make sure to consult with your airline. When you check in online, you get those reminders what you can bring and cannot bring on board. Look those things up. Make sure you don't bring what you're not supposed to bring. Because what usually happens, you find that at check-in, the ground staff will remove some of the items, or the security person will tell them to remove items that they shouldn't have brought on board. And then that aggravates them. And by the time they get on board, now they are taking it out on the crew. So those are the things we'd like to add. Check your ticket, check your condition. I mean, the conditions of carriage, the things you're supposed to bring on board, things that are not allowed on board, and also make sure you don't go on board drunk, and also obey all instructions and reminders that are given by the crew.
Luvuyo, who has the authority to do what when you are confronted with a situation like that? And I'd like you to address it both in respect of the crew themselves and us as other passengers or members of the public.
On board, the pilot in command, which is the captain, has got the ultimate authority. And then some of that authority then devolves to the cabin crew who are on board, because they are also safety officers, which is their primary duty before they serve us food or drinks. But their primary responsibility on board is the safety. So that's what then happens. If a passenger behaves inappropriately, the crew are trained in terms of what actions to take and how what processes to follow. And usually they would try and engage with the passenger first, but if then it gets out of hand, they've got the authority to restrain the passenger, and upon it, the next station, they can call the police and get the passenger arrested, or even turn back and get the passenger arrested at the airport of departure. I would say passengers, though, play a very important role. Because sometimes as crew, the crew is not in the aisles. They cannot see that the passenger is behaving inappropriately. So the other passengers, the best thing, my advice is to inform the crew, let the crew guide, and let the crew take the lead in dealing with such incidents.
Before you, the issue of alcohol you raised, I think that's also quite important. To what extent can we put blame on the airlines themselves for serving more alcohol than they should be to passengers who are already inebriated?
This is, it's a good point that you are raising. Firstly, let me address the fact of whose alcohol you can drink. Passengers are not allowed to drink their own alcohol. They can only drink the alcohol that is provided by the crew. And the reason for that, I think it's exactly what you've alluded to, is that the crew can monitor the intake of alcohol. And therefore, the crew needs to monitor that. And at a point where they see that the passenger has had enough, then they should stop serving that passenger alcohol. And I think if then we notice such things happening as the fellow passenger, it is my duty then to inform the crew member that you are now exceeding the bounds. If the cabin crew member does not take heed of the reminder, maybe ask to speak to the captain. And then therefore we can make sure that then that particular passenger does not get to this point whereby they've overindulged and then they start becoming a nuisance.
Luvuyo, really interesting insights this afternoon. Thank you for your input. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM. Really much appreciated.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity. And I wish all your passengers an enjoyable holiday season. And I hope they will all behave appropriately and check the conditions on their passenger tickets. Thank you very much, Simon.